And if you're still not convinced of Mozart's intentions, there's even further incontrovertible proof waiting in bar 21, where Mozart returns to this principal theme. And here, just as we saw it happen in Für Elise, it's the re-entry of that bass accompaniment that pinpoints, like a ray of light, the exact position of the strong bar. We start with a strong one, right? Strong, weak, strong, weak, strong, weak, strong. There can be no further doubt of Mozart's intentions. The purpose of his deletion is now perfectly clear. But you now ask, why did we need Chomsky to reveal all this to us? Couldn't we have discovered Mozart's intentions without recourse to transformational rules of deletion and whatnot? Well, certainly we could have. I'm sure a lot of us know it anyway. A lot of musicians. But it is in the parallel with language that such difficult analysis as bar phrasing becomes possible for laymen to understand. The language is our common property, and therefore our universal area of syntactic reference for musicians and laymen alike. And what is really being clarified here, I hope, is a new kind of ambiguity, a structural ambiguity distinguishable from the phonological or chromatic ambiguity we were discussing in our last session. It must be clear by now that the surface structure we have just been examining, Mozart's, is dramatically at variance with my over-symmetrical deep structure, which we investigated earlier. And this discrepancy produces a syntactic ambiguity in Mozart's musical phrase structure, an ambiguity arising from non-symmetrical operations, but an ambiguity which is under perfect control, classically contained by the balanced proportions of Mozart's sonata form. Controlled ambiguity, just as we saw it last week from a phonological point of view, as chromaticism contained within diatonicism. You remember? That's also controlled ambiguity. In fact, the non-symmetricality that makes us feel the ambiguous quality of the work can be regarded in itself as a kind of chromaticism, a sort of rhythmic chromaticism. It's a whole new ambiguity.